Halfway in the ghetto never hurts. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned in to listening to the ghetto, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM the Shaw. The Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And just a little bit more, Donny Hathaway in the ghetto. All right. So let me, before we went to break, I was talking about Laura Trump. And amazing, she was everywhere when Donald Trump was president. She was on the front page of New York Times, the Washington Post. She was on television shows. And all of a sudden now there's no Laura Trump, but she pops up clearly on, Fox News. And she again has diarrhea of the mouth and starts pointing out that none of what is happening in this country or in this world right now would be happening if her father-in-law was still president of the United States, because after all, he's a tough guy, and so right now the problem is Barack Obama, former President Barack Obama, and present president of the United States, Joe Biden, aren't tough guys. They're lightweights. And Donald Trump is the heavyweight. We didn't have those kinds of things happening under Donald Trump, said Laura Trump. That is what happens when you put a weak and inept person in office, in the office of President of the United States. Weak and inept. Now, listen, I know I'm slipping a little bit. You know, when you, get a little longer tooth, you start slipping. I don't care who you are. I care how bright you are. The evil consequences of time will start, making you forget things. I don't care who you are. Albert Einstein, had some troubles with the evil consequences of time, as brilliant as he was. But even with my slippage, there's no way that I can sit here and hear somebody say that if Joe Biden, present president or former President Barack Obama, had paid attention to Donald Trump, it would have been a much better place. Obviously, Donald Trump, he is a guy that nobody wanted to mess with. She continued, we didn't have this sort of thing under him. That is what happens when you put a weak and inept person in office for the president of the United States, a person who makes decisions based on emotion and not facts. You get this sort of situation. She closed by condemning Russia's military invasion and dubbed Russian President Vladimir Putin a madman for his actions. So let me see Laura Trump and Laura Ingraham, who made similar statements. Are you saying then that Donald Trump would have been able to prevent what is taking place right now in Ukraine. I mean, that's what you're saying, and that's a lie. That's an absolute lie. And so Republicans have come together collectively, and they have talking points that they pass around, the talking points that they pass around to make sure that everybody's on the same page talking about the same thing. So right now at this critical juncture, let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line?
Mike from Madison's giving us a call, Earl.
Hey, Mike, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Long-time listener, first-time caller.
Well, thank you.
Can you hear? No,
yes, sir.
Man, it's Crudy. Earl, how you doing, man?
Oh, hey, man, I'm rolling. That's how I'm doing. What's going on?
Well, I love what you're talking about this morning, Earl. You know, the one thing, you hear the Laura Trumps, you see the Republicans still out there saying, well, if Donald Trump was the president, this never would have happened. Yeah, because he would have given Putin the keys to Ukraine. You know, there's no way in the world that Donald Trump would be bringing the world together in the same way that Joe Biden has, with such a strong reaction. And the Russian economy is about to crumble. There's no way that Trump would ever have let that happen. You're right, because Trump would have basically wanted the Russian economy strong because it props him up, his real estate holdings.
You know, Crudy, all of that is true. And what I'm really challenging, Crudy, is at a time as dangerous a time as it is right now, people on the right, this whole right contingent, is going to continue to lambast Joe Biden and Democrats. And we're in a critical juncture right now. People only see where we are today, Crudy. They don't see where this thing is headed. It's not going to end well, right? I mean, it's just not going to, for the American people, it's not going to end well either. Because these Republicans don't really care about what's happening with the average American citizen. And they want to keep this charade going. It doesn't matter, Crudy, that this is a time that we need to be coming together, right, as a nation. If ever there was a time, there's got to be shared sacrifices now, right?
Well, you would think that, Earl, but understand, there's a lot of white nationalism that underlies the Republican platform. I mean,
hey Crudy, do you think yeah, I don't know that?
Well, you know that, Earl, but those that don't pay attention to history, you know,
right.
You talked earlier, I heard you say you lost a step, Earl, and I'm thinking, come on, man, you never had that step, but you always had a moral compass. Earl always had a moral compass. You know what I mean, Earl? So
right.
For those that always lack the moral compass, what they need is they need a strong man to tell them what to do in life. And if the strong man is immoral, like Trump, then they're going to be immoral. They're going to follow him right off that fascist cliff, if necessary, because a third of the nation, Earl, needs daddy to tell them what to do. And if daddy's a bad man, they're going to do bad things.
Hey, Crudy, you are right. But in the end, all of us are interconnected. And that impacts and affects all of us. If a third of the nation goes off the rails, all of us are going to be hurt by that. All right, we've got to go to a break. Thank you very much for the call, my friend. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.